meet with department heads and elected officials. Terry Johnston.
Good morning. Not a whole lot to report. I did get a list of caucus sites for the Democrats for the caucus, which will be held February 5th. February 4th. Fifth.
Is that a Monday?
Yes, it is.
February 5th.
Yeah. And they designate all the locations and everything. And I saw all the Republicans posted in the paper, but they didn't officially give me like a list, but that's all I have written.
Okay. Thank you. Lisa Schreiner, Recorder's Office.
Good morning. I have nothing today.
Okay, thank you. Rodney?
Good morning. It's just business as normal. I got a couple of agenda items today.
All right. Krista, how's the health department going?
Good morning. We're doing well. I really don't have anything new to report.
Mr. Carter, Secretary.
Can I ask Krista a question? Has there been, and I saw in the paper that the gentleman had complications from the flu. Has there been a lot of that flu in Des Moines County?
There has been. We've had some increased activity, but about similar to what they are in the other counties, because I get the report with the different regions, and so we've got about the same activity throughout the rest of the state.
Are there two kinds of flu going around, or is that the only kind of flu going around now?
Predominantly, it's the H2N3 flu. That's what Iowa Department of Public Health says is predominant flu going around this year. You know, obviously, the flu vaccine helps against that, but they're saying that, you know, the rates are, they predict the rates according to last year's successes against that flu or being immunized against that flu using this vaccine. And so they say overall, it's about 40% effective, but getting that flu vaccine could, even if you get the flu, it could make the symptoms less, and as well as, you know, prevent the hospitalization, so not to get the flu as serious.
Thank you.
Mr. Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. Not a whole lot. Guys are doing a lot of tree clearing. Again, thanks to conservation, we got a spot where we're clearing some trees that'll really help out the roadway, and conservation let us do a little extra clearing. So doing that, and used the mild weather at the end of last week to do a little bit of blading, actually. So folks saw those out there and trying to just work out some potholes, stuff like that. But otherwise, things are moving along just fine.
Why, along the freeway, they going through and cutting all the cedars out? They don't like cedars, or then they go plant a bunch of trees in another spot?
Yeah. Well, I mean, cedars are typically a scrub tree that's, you know, it's
careful
just
what you say, you got conservation sitting there.
Yeah. Hey, you, I'm sure it's no different than the approach that we take as far as just clearing trees out where you don't intend there to be trees. I mean, I think their intention is to be able to mow everything from fence line to the shoulder, except for where they do those tree plantings. So I would imagine that's what they're doing. And, you know, the DOTs, this time of year when they're not pushing snow, they're not like us where, I mean, we ran motor graders last week, and so they're looking for work, I'm sure, when they're not pushing snow, and clear out some trees. And they were out crack sealing too during that mild weather, and those are probably two of the main things they can do when you get an abnormal warm up in the middle of winter like this. So,
what are they going to make cedar chests out of?
I'm sure that they're going to make some great cedar chests. Perhaps it'll help the state budget when they're able to sell those. But
I accept that. Jeff, how's conservation?
Good. Stars Cave Nature Center had the flooring go in last week, so that project's still on track to be completed the middle of February. The shower house is assembled at the manufacturer. They're just waiting on some fixtures to come in, and then they'll get it shipped down here. We're ready for installation. All the utilities are roughed in and ready to go, so middle of February it should be completed too.
That's great. I seen Doug here, but he must have skipped out and left you for.
Yeah, he's around here somewhere.
How's the jail doing?
About as normal as we can get out there. I didn't have a chance to look this morning, but when I left yesterday, we were in the mid-70s. Not a whole lot of transport today, but they're going everywhere. Got one going to Des Moines, one staying here, utilizing video court today because they're going elsewhere. So another normal day, I guess.
Well, the mid-70s, I like that better than the high hundreds.
Yeah.
The low hundreds, I mean.
Yeah.
Angie, how's safety?
We're doing good. Got all the OSHA logs done for last year, so I will be spending my day traveling all over the county to deliver them to all the offices. Just want to remind everyone we have to have those posted. And I just tell everyone to keep them posted for the entire year. That way I don't lose my space when I bring it out next year. But technically, it needs to be up until the end of April. So other than that, we're doing pretty good.
Amy, County Attorney.
Good morning. We're busy. Just want to announce that Thursday is the auction for the house at 1301 Birdie Street in Burlington that my office forfeited for the Narcotics Task Force. So that auction starts at 4 o'clock. For anyone that's interested in bidding on that, to please be there ahead of time, or anyone that's interested or curious about it.
Is the auction at the location? Or
yes, should be, yes.
Okay.
Now, if that's had meth cooked in it, then does that mean you have to strip that interior?
It's been inspected. It's ready for auction. And I'm working on the real estate contract, so it should be ready. You know, it'll need updating, obviously. That if I went to the open house and I've seen the inside of the house, so whoever buys it will want to update it. But, yeah.
Okay. Zach, how's everything out in Southeast Iowa Regional?
Oh, it's going pretty well. We're learning a lot about land use in the last couple weeks. Contacted a lot of the different department heads. They've all been very helpful in answering all the questions that we have. So appreciate them taking the time to talk to us and help us figure some things out. I think we've got four subdivisions that have come in the last 2 weeks or so, and a couple others where people have contacted us, and several zoning calls. Just a lot of other just random things. Got a couple floodplain questions, things like that. So we're learning quick and taking care of everything though so far.
You know, Jeff, that he was just like a tree. When you cut that tree down, that shade's gone, you know. So he's really missed, isn't he?
Absolutely. He was a go-to for me a lot on land use questions when I was working in other communities too, and we had different projects. So. It's been just kind of learn on our own, I guess, at this point. Or I guess we've reached out a few times to some people we know, either in the region or across the state, too, that do land use stuff, too, to help us answer some questions. But he was always my go-to to help out, at least initially. So
you'll prevail.
We'll get there. We're getting there quickly.
Thank you. Gina, how's IT?
Good morning. Just wanted to let people know that the website launch for the new redesign will be starting at 9:30 a.m. on Thursday, February 8th. We're going through the final training session tomorrow morning for our end users, and we'll launch that next week. We'll have a DESCOM relocation meeting this afternoon with DPS, ICN, all of the service providers for our relocation. That project will be on Tuesday, February 20th. So we've got a lot going on these next couple weeks to before that relocation project takes place. And then we did get Lee County set up, helped them get their video court system set up. So now we are completely fully functional between Des Moines County and Lee County on the video court system that we implemented. We'll probably start reaching out to the other counties and the 8th Judicial District in the next month or so to see what equipment they want to place for their sites.
Thank you. Ken, is it CDS?
Yes, that's right. Coordinator of Disability Services.
There you go.
I got a call from Southeast Iowa Case Management, you know, that they had closed, and the files for all the clients that they've had over the years are really Des Moines County's files for our clients. So they said, would you please come pick up the files? So I took two vehicles over and picked up all the files, and we've loaded them into our locked file rooms for now, and we have to keep those for 7 years, just like our case management files have to be kept for 7 years, at least all the releases of information. At least 5 to 7 years is what the rules say. Depends on which information you're talking about. So for the next 5 to 7 years, we're going to have just a ton of file cabinets with a lot of files that we really won't be using. But now that managed care has taken over case management, we're the keeper of the files for now. We can dispose of them after 7 years. Also, I put two vehicles on govdeals.com, and I'd just like to thank the sheriff's office for helping me get those pictures taken and take the Jeep and the Ford 500, which are over 10-year-old vehicles, but they're still running good, and put them on govdeals.com. So we'll downsize our vehicle fleet down to one vehicle for our department. We only have 5 staff there, and we really don't need more than one vehicle. And if we do, we can always pay mileage, you know, which we do for our 2 advocates already. So, yeah, just keeping busy. Still talking a lot with IHHs and MCOs about client needs and trying to help people as they're transitioning to managed care organizations. So.
Thank you. Kevin, I see they brought you to keep care of these two yahoos.
Going to keep them in line.
Which one of them are you going to let speak today? The sheriff?
I'll keep it very brief. I really don't have anything to share.
How about you, Jeff?
I'm good.
Are they good, Kevin?
They're good.
Okay. I didn't miss anybody, did I?
Yeah.
Janelle. Oh, Janelle, you're right behind Sherry there.
Good morning. I really don't have anything to report either. We do have an agenda item.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, moving on to correspondence. I don't see any correspondence. Do you have any?
I have none.
Okay. Move on to discussion. Public input session number 1. Anybody from the public have anything to say? Please rise, state your name and address. Seeing no one rise, we shall move on to discussion and vote. Okay, we have appointment to the Des Moines County Board of Adjustments.
Well, last week I mentioned we had the reappointment to the floodplain development board that was brought to our attention via Terry, via Tanner. And so we took some time to evaluate the other boards, Board of Adjustment, and our planning and zoning. So there's a couple terms that had expired. So we reached out to those folks. In this case, for Board of Adjustment, it was Mitch Tager. His term had expired, I think, back in November, and he's interested in fulfilling a new term on that board. So just looking to reappoint Mitch to the Board of Adjustment.
I make that motion.
Second.
Carrie?
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrie?
Yes. Zoning Commission.
Same thing, 2 terms that expired, Sally Parrott and Larry Werner, and we reached out to them. They're interested in being reappointed and serving another term, and they both expressed interest, so we're just looking to reappoint those 2 to the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Okay. I'll make a motion we appoint those 2.
Second.
Terry.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Jim Carrie?
Yes. Appointment for the weed commissioner. Carter, do you have anything to say about this?
I recommend Jeff Chase is the lead commissioner. He's been the lead commissioner ever since he's been here, and it's the board's responsibility to appoint the lead commissioner, so this is just standard operating procedure.
I move to appoint Jeff Chase.
Second.
Terry.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Thank you.
Flint River Trails Administration Contract.
All right, we had our budget hearing almost 2 weeks ago now, I think. I mentioned we were doing our research, and we realized we prepared our contract for administrative services, but actually just never brought it in front of the board to approve, so. The contract here is it's pretty much the same contract that we've had previous years, except this goes for 2018, 2019, 2020, and it's a lower cost. I think before we were at $12,500 or $15,000. This is for $10,000, since we're kind of getting down to a little less work than what we've done in previous years. So basically approving a contract, and I actually have two copies here that Mike has signed. I can give you these originals.
Motion to approve the contract.
Second.
It's on the last page of this.
Terry.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
This will be the last page in both of those, Jim.
Last page in both of those, okay.
Thank you.
Request of suspension of tax pursuant to Iowa Code Section 427.9. That be you now? Okay.
That's someone that's eligible through the Department of Human Services, and the taxes are just suspended if the individual is ever able to pay the taxes, or when the property is transferred, the taxes will be. Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Okay. Allocation letter. Request of Civil Service Commission, fiscal year 2019. Says, gentlemen, as set out in 341A.20 of the Code of Iowa, the County Board of Supervisors of each county shall provide the Civil Service Commission with 0.5% of the preceding year's total payroll of those included under the jurisdiction and scope of this chapter. Commission requests the board to budget that amount for official year July 1, 2018 through June 30th, 2019, to be used for conducting the business of Civil Service Commission.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Carrie.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Mike, the Civil Service Commission, that only affects law enforcement.
Certification of deputies for hire.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it covers them, you know, during their work also. So they have that protection under Civil Service.
Next, we have a quote for cleaning services. Rodney?
Towards the end of 2014, we've contracted with Bridgeway Incorporated to do the cleaning at the Sheriff's Office and the Health Department. And they gave notice in December of last year that they'd be terminating that agreement at the end of this month. So put an RFP together, put it out, and got some quotes back. I received 5 quotes back. I had about 7 or 8 places of interest. 6 places came and toured all the facilities. So I got those quotes back, and I would recommend that we go with Service Master. They were the Service Master was the lowest. Midwest Janitorial Service was the next one. So I've got those, got references for both. They both had really good references. But I would recommend we go with Service Master for a quote of $21,060 for the whole year. And that's for the Health Department, Sheriff's Office, and the County Attorney's Office. And it's for a 1-year contract. So we'll reevaluate it towards the end of that year and see how things are going.
Move to approve.
Second.
Carrie.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Thank you.
Personnel action for custodial for Mike Belknap. It's 21.08 hours of unpaid leave, 124-2018 to 126-2018.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Carrie.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Here we have the reports for the cost advisor service for FY fiscal year 2017 and the jail stats for 2017. These will be on file at the auditor's office for your viewing. Is there any other business, gentlemen?
I have none.
Well,
I have none. Future agenda items?
Budget.
Just the budget for the next couple weeks. Committee reports.
attended the COMCO meeting, the city-county health board, and as I think everybody's aware now, the health insurance premiums took a 12.8% jump.
Heard on the radio on the way in that several big corporations are putting together their own insurance company, and medical costs dropped on the, I suppose, stock exchange up on the TikTok. That can't be competition.
Carolyn Phillips, the Two Rivers administration, she's hopefully waiting on a couple more quotes, and she has an appeal into Wellmark, but I wouldn't hold my breath.
That's quite a jump.
Well, there was a, I think the jump was about 9.8, then there was a, with the Affordable Care Act, there was a 3% premium tax, and they took it off for a year. They took it off last year, but then they put it back, it came back on this year, and I haven't a clue why, how they, but that's the way they designed it. So, anyway, that's, it is what it is.
12.8.
And that's all.
I attended a regional planning meeting. Got there, you're in for you guys to review and give your approval to. But they talked about I forget the initials.
SWAP.
Huh?
SWAP.
SWAP. SWIP.
SWAP funding.
And what they swapping?
SWAP funding is the process where they're switching federal money for state money and transferring it down to the locals, and there's still some conversation about the control of that funding when it gets down to the planning entities before it reaches the local entities.
I think you'll have to save me some words. I've never come up with the transportation. It's, that's what the budget's paying for. Or initials. Anyway, that's about it.
I took the week off. I didn't have a meeting.
Well, good for you.
You look rested.
You.
Okay, it's time for public input session number two. Anybody from the public have anything to say? Please rise, state your name. Say nobody rise. Move for adjournment.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. We'll take about a 5-minute break, and then we'll go into work session with the supervisor, department heads, and Roger Chandel. That would be you, sir. Yep. Okay. So we'll meet back here in about 5 minutes.